Time now for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. And John, the NFL looked over the available crop of college prospects. The draft is done. First off, for the lightly interested or the uninitiated, being drafted does not automatically mean you're going to be in the lineup come fall, does it?
Not by a long shot. There are seven rounds of drafts. Each team basically gets seven draft picks. But the Lions, for example, have 10 this year because they traded up and all this other stuff. You can trade four draft picks. But of the 10 guys they got, maybe five or six might make this roster, six or seven. So it's not any guarantee. Furthermore, even if you get that far, the number of high-priced flameouts is legendary, by the way. Ryan Leaf still takes the cake as the second pick overall a few years ago, who cost him millions of dollars and was abysmal. Now we've got Johnny Manziel, the
yes.
Cleveland Browns. He was now at a Buffalo Wild Wings watching this thing on TV. He's done.
Wow.
2 years later. So one of Bo's great lines, until you're in my helmet, I can't tell what you can do. And we all know this from the hiring process. Everyone out there does hiring, of course. Resumes and interviews sound really great. Until you get them on the job, you really don't know what you get. That's the NFL.
What are your thoughts on how new Lions GM Bob Quinn did for his first draft for Detroit?
Overall, nationally, he received like a B- overall, and this is not great inflation. The C is average in this grading system. I give him higher than that. I think he did a very good job. They had 10 picks, and five of them he spent on linemen, which does not get headlines. Quarterbacks get headlines. Receivers get headlines. But linemen is what you need, and what the Lions need especially. So I think it's a very good draft for him.
But speaking of quarterbacks, we know Michigan quarterback Jake Rudock went in the sixth round of the Lions.
That's right.
And yes, the whole world went to great lengths to point out, hey, that's the same round Tom Brady went back in 2000. Should we stop the comparisons right
there? We should. Tom Brady was an excellent quarterback throughout college. He had to split his time, probably unfairly, with Drew Henson, the upcoming freshman phenom, for reasons that aren't entirely clear, to be honest, and then took a little while to get going. Rudock was maxing out his talent last year. His talent expanded last year. That was through Jim Harbaugh, and that, by the way, what they did with that guy is a great billboard to go to Michigan if you're a quarterback. He was a grad transfer, unheralded. Mm-hmm. In September, not very good. In November, he's winning them games.
Does he have a shot?
He's got a real shot. He's going to make the team, I think. He'll be wearing a baseball cap and a clipboard for a couple years, but Stafford's got the job, Matt Stafford.
Yes.
That's not a bad way to get it started. He's going to make an NFL paycheck.
Now we have to talk about Connor Cook, MSU's quarterback, who twisted in the wind for a while and finally went to the Oakland Raiders in the fourth round. Here's a guy that was Big Ten quarterback of the year. MSU's winning in his quarterback. Two Big Ten championships, wins in the Rose Bowl and Cotton Bowl. Why did a guy considered to be a first-rounder drop so far back?
Something is rotten in Denmark, as Shakespeare would say.
Yes.
Were he analyzing the NFL draft? look, you listed his pedigree. It's incredibly impressive, and he's not that far ahead of Jake Rudock, who's got none of those things. None of them. Two things have happened. One is his shoulder might be a question. He blew off all the All-Star games, so the shoulder might not be as good as advertised. Two is personality, frankly. He's not the captain of his team, and a lot's been made of that. Usually a star quarterback almost automatically is the captain of his team, and he's not. And I will say these NFL guys do a lot of homework. They've talked to his teammates. They've talked to his coaches. They've talked to others. So there's something about that guy they do not like.
I'd love your thoughts on one of the stories that jumped out at me. Willie Beavers of Western Michigan,
yes.
Drafted in the fourth round by Minnesota. Tell us this kid's story, because at one point it looked like total heartache.
It was total heartache. This guy was dying to play Big Ten football. And Tim Beckman, the former coach of the Illinois Fighting Illini, mm-hmm. offered him a scholarship. He gets on campus, even. And they do what's called oversigning, which means you have 25 scholarships and you invite 30, and then five basically get blown off, is how it works. Tim Beckman, by the way, the Illinois coach, I'm going to say it, he's a bad guy. He got fired for abusing his players physically and verbally. There's a lot of examples of that. And this guy, Willie Beavers, got caught in this and ended up going to Western Michigan. So he's heartbroken. Well, guess who's in the NFL and guess who isn't? Tim Beckman's out of a job, and Willie Beavers is about to sign a nice, big, fat contract. So good for you, young man.
That's a great story.
He's getting the last laugh.
He is getting the last laugh. Finally, just since we last talked, the NCAA backed off, reversed its ban on satellite camps. Why do you think they did that?
Not because they suddenly realize they're unjust or hypocritical, but because they realize it is far harder to defend these than it is to dump them. So what the NCAA does is stick their finger in the wind, see which way the wind is blowing, and the blowback from this was far greater than they had imagined. So they're playing politics, and this one lost.
Was the question done for now, or do you think there'll be renewed efforts from the SEC to keep Jim Harbaugh out of their territory?
I think this should humble the SEC a little bit, that they no longer control the whole world, as they thought they did. But they're still immensely paranoid about Jim Harbaugh, and they will still try to think of some way, somehow, to stop him. They're not going to.
So for now, Harbaugh gets the last laugh.
And I'm sure he's enjoying it.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.